When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, messes. How are we this Sunday? Don't worry, Kendrick will be here. He's just running a little bit late. I'm going to let him in as soon as he arrives. So not to fear. Hi, Joseph. Got some gummies and flavor blasted goldfish for this. Ooh, I love goldfish. Fuck yeah, I love goldfish. I like putting a lot of goldfish in my mouth, chewing them and getting them a little bit soggy. Ew, I'm so gross. Sorry, you didn't need that information. I'm rocking my old school turban and sunglasses because even though I worked out at 7 this morning, not 7:30, I still didn't have time to finish getting ready. So I feel like I'm going to need to be doing it at 6:30. That's too much. Kelly Clancy, what are we talking about this weekend? I have got kind of a Bravo heavy list today. There was just a lot happening in the Bravo world. Obviously, Portia and Simon's divorce filing. Did you see that? Why does it do that? It's so bizarre. Janelle has thrown out David. Sandoval, Sue, and Ariana are demanding payment or whatever. Sheena and Brock have a little bit of drama going on with the home situation that I'm going to get into as well. I want to go through that text Kyle sent Dorit that silenced Dorit. I'll touch again on Brandy trying to sue Andy for sexual harassment. And finally, Risa Tisa. If you're not following, watching Risa Tisa's TikToks, I don't even know if that's possible. There are the view count, the comments, all of it on there. I think it's like every video has millions of views. Everything, it's like 48,000 comments. So if you're not watching Risa Tisa, get it together. Ooh, Kendrick's here. Kendrick is here.
Hi.
Ooh, you look fresh. Sorry. I like your little white hat. Did you just get back from the gym?
So I thought I could sneak in some cardio first. I'm going to go to the gym later, but I went up to the park and got some cardio in, but...
Oh, excuse did not, you.
did not keep account of time, so I had to like fly back. I was like, oh God, I thought I had plenty of time, but I made breakfast first, and I've been up for a while, and I don't like that. Like it at all.
I love that. Look at you. Wait, what cardio did you do at the gym?
No, I went to the park. So I went.
I mean, the park. That's what I meant to say. I meant to say park.
I did a little, you know, a little jogging, and then
you
a little
jogged.
Walking. I did a little jogging, and then a little walking. You know, I jog as long as I can, then I do my walking. So yes.
What is the weather like over there?
It's good. Let's see. It's 61 degrees right now.
Oh, okay. So that's kind of that's nice for that's like that's what like I love. Like our optimal temperature.
Yes. That's what I like.
Yes. Okay, well, I love that.
I love the look today.
Oh, yes. See, I worked out this morning. So yesterday, because I was like, I'm going to be I'm going to be amazing because this is 9 a.m. my time.
Yes.
So I'm like, I'm going to work out before. And so yesterday I did a 7:30 workout, but we were done at 8:30 and I barely had any time. So
right.
I was like, I got to do it at 7. So then we worked out at 7. And I still didn't have enough time because I had to blow dry my hair. So my hair is legit wet. And I was like, I'll just go old school with what this is a look I rocked out of obligation years ago because the power had gone out. Like I had just gotten out of the shower. The power had gone out and I was going to record. And I was like, I can't blow dry my hair. And then I felt like, and I didn't do my makeup. So I just threw this on and everyone was like, you should keep doing it. And I was like, well, it's very easy. Because there's nothing I got to do. I just got to put a turban on. I just got to wrap my hair up and put sunglasses on. So
there you go. I love it. I've been watching, it's taken me a few days because I've like stopped and started so many times, but I've been watching Priscilla. And
do I need to watch it?
No. Why, if you're going to watch a movie like centered around like the Elvis verse, then watch Elvis with Austin Butler
and Tom Hanks.
That's a great one. This one, I mean, it tells a story for sure, but not one that we didn't already know or need to see.
That's again. Yeah. There was like a phase where people kept, I feel like that came out right around the same time as the other Elvis movie, right?
Like probably a year apart, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. It like two, yeah so four, why? Four. Yeah, exactly. So
but I will say what surprised me, Jacob Elordi,
mm-hmm.
I
feel like is he good?
I feel like he's a great sometimes people, they have to like, he's really becoming a great actor, because I feel like he was always like so kind of one note. Like he was, yes. I thought he was going to be like the always like, oh, that's the hot guy in the movie. Okay. Nothing else. Mm-hmm. But like, he's really like that Saltburn. Like he's really kind of coming into his own. So, okay. You know, I'm like, okay, I'm surprised. Yeah.
Okay. We'll take it. We will take that. Mm-hmm. Okay. First up on the docket, I'm going to start big. Portia and Simon.
Okay.
So I, you know, you just see the headlines, right? You're like, fraud, whatever. It's like, oh my God, it makes sense because this guy's so rich. Why is he so rich? And so we want to go there. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to take us through, though, as I was reading this article. This is from the Will News, which I think is like a local Atlanta publication.
Okay.
I'm going to go through what they listed out, and I'm just going to go through it because I feel like, okay, here we go. So this is January 11th of this year. A 13-page petition was filed in the United States District Court for the Northern District of Georgia, Atlanta Division. The civil action filing was regarding Simon against the Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. I'm like, okay, here we go. According to the documents, Guabadia applied for U.S. citizenship and naturalization, but it was denied. This is from July 27th, 2022. So, like, this is kind of old news in a way.
But now coming out for some odd reason right now.
Exactly. So my brain is piecing together more of what this is. Exactly. Subsequently, he requested a hearing. And the denial was reaffirmed. So he showed up for another hearing and they said, yeah, no, not happening.
Yeah.
So here, let me go through. So it is reported that the businessman first came to the U.S. on August 11th, 1982. And he overstayed his visitor visa. Mm. Not the worst crime. It happened. In 1985, his citizenship application was denied, obviously, and he was declared deportable. So he voluntarily left the States on December 28th, 1985. Now, to me, that doesn't seem that horrible. A lot of people have this issue, right?
Yeah. I also 90 Day Fiance. The people know. The people know.
Exactly. I also think it's funny, too, because he already overstayed his welcome, and then he still applied for citizenship. They were like, obviously not.
Right.
He's like, oh, fine, I'll go back.
Right.
Okay, so then he re-entered in June 1986, about a year later, and again overstayed his six-month visitor visa in September 1987. Simon Guabadia was arrested for bank and credit card fraud and pleaded guilty to the felony. Now, here's until I get to a part of this, and there isn't one, where he's scamming people, like a Jen Shaw type of... So far, we're talking about the government and the banks and credit cards. And I'm like, okay, I don't really care.
Yeah.
I live in like a different world sometimes with like, here's a guy who is just trying to come here to America. And of course, they're not going to be like, yeah, cool. That's because, you know, that's what we do. Mm-hmm. And so he probably, the bank and credit card fraud, I didn't look at the documents. Not like I would even know what I was looking at anyway.
Nah.
But it's, you know, I'm sure he maybe had like a different name or something. I don't know, but I'm not too mad about it. I'm not mad. I don't care about the credit cards.
I'm sure, like, you know, you have to kind of prove some stuff when you apply for a credit card. So I don't know the actual crimes.
We're being very ignorant right now.
Right. We just, we're
so firing. Ignorant. Yeah. I'm sure the chat's like, no, these are the actual technicalities. And we're okay.
It feels like, at least my guess would be that, because I mean, he's not doing like Jen Shaw time or anything. So like him getting off with like what I feel was a slap on the wrist is like, okay, you did something just like personal identity something to where you tried to get a credit card so you can actually have money here or something like this. So that's, and there's kind of a, I hate saying this because if it's not something like, you know, aggravated assault,
exactly.
or, you know, something like on those levels, then if it happens 30 years ago, I'm kind of just like, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Because like then the crimes keep going where it's like, again, an unauthorized use of a vehicle. I'm like, so maybe he didn't have the correct license or something.
Right, you know? Right.
And once more in May 1990 for fraud. In January 1991, he committed another felony offense for credit card fraud. And in April 1991, an immigration judge ordered him to be deported. This guy just keeps going back and forth. On March 4th, 1992, Guabadia, was deported and physically removed from the States. Okay. Before his deportation on October 24th, 1988, Guabadia was accused of using a different identity to seek temporary resident status under the Social Agricultural Worker Program. Now, that also doesn't surprise me. Despite omitting his criminal past and misrepresenting himself on the application, it was approved. And he received a registration card as a temporary resident on July 25th, 1991.
And people, from what I hear, this is pretty par for the course for immigration because they will like put up such a kink, like stink and kick you out for like something small. But then like you come back and like there's such like paperwork issues. They're just like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just like,
and
wait, what is
clearly
happening?
Like, a bit of a hustler, and it's not like he, because he, I think he's worth $50 million according to some article or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I've always seen 40, 50 million somewhere around there.
And that's a lot of money. And like he amassed that money. And okay, so it keeps going. After a waiting period, Guabadia became a permanent resident on April 27th, 1992, 26 days after he had been deported under his other undisclosed identity.
I know you lying.
They're like, cool. He's like, sure. He's like, yeah, that guy is getting deported, not this guy.
Right, exactly.
According to the documents, Guabadia applied for naturalization under a second identity on December 22nd, 2016, but was denied due to his temporary resident status being unlawfully granted. I would hope so.
What is happening?
They would deny it. They're like,
goodness. Sorry.
Okay, so on December 31st, 2020, he filed another application and was denied. I'm actually just impressed. He keeps trying to make it real. He keeps applying.
He's like, you're the reason I'm a scammer. I'm scamming because of you, okay?
He's like, I just want to fucking live here and work here, okay?
That's
like,
it.
Let me do that and you won't. But he keeps applying. Like, that's the part that's kind of killing me. Like, he is attempting to go through the channels somewhat legally.
Right.
Albeit under different identities, but still.
Mm-hmm.
So then, of course, here comes Portia. They get married. Now the divorce happens.
We're skipping a few marriages, you guys. It's okay. They're not.
We are skipping those. Yeah. So, but he's been that name according to the other marriages for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
A minute. So then Portia files for divorce like 2 days after this news. And again, this isn't even new news. This happened in 2022 and then 2023. Hold on. March 13th, 2023, Simon Guabadia filed an instant complaint asking the court to vacate the denial and grant him citizenship. However, this is why it's become like news now. On January 11th, 2024, United States District Judge ordered that Guabadia's case seeking naturalization be dismissed. So that's why it's sort of relevant now. Like, it's finally hit, like, the final stage. Like, Simon, there's no...
You made the mistake of marrying a famous person.
Yeah.
Is what happened.
Yeah. So she files for divorce and claims it has nothing to do... According to a source, claims it has nothing to do with this news.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so, I kind of feel like it makes sense to me that it would. Like, for technicality reasons, like that, like maybe he can't be under that name. So she has to divorce him so he can fix that. And then, you know what I mean?
So let me tell you, I don't know if you've seen, but Simon's been doing some commenting.
Oh.
On some posts and stuff. So I don't know if it was someone else's post or his post or what it was, but someone made a comment. They said, if immigration finds out, because I didn't consider this at all. So I was like, oh, okay, that makes a good point. They said, if immigration finds out at all that your spouse or you know, if you find out your, what? Be it your, oh, they meant spouse. They said sponsor, but immigration.
Okay, very like, different.
What? Yeah, they're like they find out if your spouse has a criminal record, it's not going to fly with immigration. And he commented and said, "Yep." So is this all for smoke and mirrors? Is this smoke and the mirrors? Is this what this is? I don't know. He did like another one. He said, it saddens me to hear about your divorce. I also think your vows you took for better or for worse. The first test came for your marriage and your wife ran to divorce court and she said a whole lot of stuff. And he said, respect. And so I'm like, you're giving so many, I don't know what is happening right now. I don't know.
What does that mean?
Right. I don't know if you, me and Kaya threw some theories around the other day. And of course, mine was, you know, I'm a reality TV conspiracy theorist. You know this. You know, one of my theories was I thought this was all just kind of like for the beginning of the season. We got to make sure that everybody knows that Portia's about to earn this check. And then halfway through, her and Simon will reconcile. And then we'll get to see the rich Nigerian wife lifestyle. You know, so that's what I was thinking. Kaya said something to the effect of,
does Portia have a criminal record?
Remember Portia has like, they're all bad too. She has like 4 mugshots, maybe like 3 or 4 mugshots. There, there's a protest and stuff.
Well, the protest was
the Kenya assault, right? The Kenya assault one was.
And that one,
yeah, you know.
Good job, Kenya.
Exactly. I think maybe from the.
And then from the assistant that she, okay. Mm-hmm. So Portia's the problem. So Portia had to divorce him. Because she's actually they're kind of perfect for each other, honestly.
I mean,
like Portia's not going by the letter of the law. That's not something she doesn't give a shit about that.
No. I mean, people have money don't really care about the law that much. They're like, this is a misdemeanor. I'm okay. Like, stop it. I'll take it to keep my name in the headline. So they don't care. But Kaya had a really interesting theory. She said, what if all of this was Portia's escape plan the whole time? What if she found this stuff out at some point, like during the marriage? She, you know, took this time off from Atlanta Housewives, and now she's like, okay, I've saved up enough of my money because I've been spending his money. They offered me a big, 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 big bag to come back. Now I can finally do this and divorce him and still live the same lifestyle that I'm living without him. And I was like, oh, that kind of makes a little sense to me too. I don't know.
Portia is so calculated and
she controls the hell out of her image.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, that's what I meant. She does. That's exactly what it is. She curates exactly what we see.
Yes, she's my fave though. But yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. No, fair. But
you know her and Kenny are my people.
Those
are my
people. That's interesting, actually, because it's not wrong.
Right.
Comments,
too. Hi, everyone. Y'all are amazing.
Here's what I hope is happening, though.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we're going to get, because, you know, Portia sometimes only gives you what she wants to give you. Mm-hmm. I hope we're going to get some answers, because Portia likes to play coy with the truth.
Yeah.
Like, on her show.
But even because I feel like they're surrounding this show kind of like they're kind of retooling around her. And so I feel like.
Well, they retooled that whole show around her and she still wanted everyone to lie about what happened that day.
What
remember
day?
When they got in the big old fight, the big old brawl on Portia's Family Matters or whatever it was. And then the next day she was like, what are you talking about? Nothing even happened. And everyone was all silent and weird. And like, yeah, she texted all of us not to say anything. So I fear that.
No, but I think what's going to happen is we still have a rogue element out there. We still have Kenya Moore in the building. So I think that with them, See, they're friends now, but I don't think Kimmy cares enough about that friendship to be like, oh let me not discuss this. No, but I care about getting this show back up above Beverly Hills like it always was. So, like, I need to get back to where I've been. So, I think Kenya is going to choose that show over their friendship all day long. So.
Yay! And then if Portia's there... Mm-hmm. Portia doesn't say shit, though. Portia doesn't say a word about anything.
Right. Who knows what'll happen? I don't know.
Oh, that is juicy. Juicy, juicy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is the Married to Medicine reunion tonight?
I think the finale is tonight.
The finale.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
I stopped watching on Sundays. I stopped watching both Potomac and Married to Medicine.
I normally watch Married to Medicine next day because, okay, y'all know I'm a little rache when it comes to my content sometimes. My Sundays are for Zeus, and then I go to the gym, you know, later on, or I record myself.
I go to the gym.
Yes, they get me amped up to go to the gym. It's like pre-workout, basically. I need to see what Big Biggie and Rolly and Natalie Nunn, I need to see what those girls are doing.
Fair.
I'll come back to Bravo the next day. Potomac, I haven't come back in a few months, but I might come back to that, you know, next season or reunion time. I don't know, but right now it's just Married to Medicine. I might catch up on and that kind of stuff.
I probably will just watch the Married to Medicine reunion because sometimes that's enough. That's all you got. Like, it catches you up on everything. And what was happening, sometimes what starts happening too during a season is I'm like, I just need to see what you guys think about it now.
Right. It's like, I don't care about this.
Happens a lot with Beverly Hills where like something happens right after they finish filming and you're like, I just need to get to the reunion so I can see how you guys feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yes.
Well, okay then. So it's looking, and since we're on this topic, it's down in my notes further, but we'll just do it now.
We got a couple of years.
Anya and Marlo are out. And I could not be happier. That is a good sign because no one's announced anything else, right? But is Drew officially out or no?
So have you seen the official cast that someone leaked that they said it is? They're like 100% this is the cast. I don't believe it either. I do. My whole thing this whole time has been that I always thought Drew was going to come back. I thought it would have been it would have been so stupid to me if they brought Portia back and took Drew out. I'm like, if you're trying to make this about authentic friendships again, and like
they are really friends, content, she's going through a really crazy divorce.
Right. I'm like, why take out Drew? That doesn't make sense to me. So I think she might have been up in the air at first, but I think Candy's departure changed. I think they changed a lot of courses. So I think Drew is definitely back in. For those that haven't seen, hold on, I think I have it screenshot because I was kind of flabbergasted. They were saying, where the hell is it? Well, maybe I don't have it. But they were saying that the main cast is Portia, Kenya, Drew, Shamia. Interesting. And then there were three newbies.
Shamia as a main cast?
As a main cast.
Really?
And, oh God! Oh, here it is. So Portia, Kenya, Shamia, Drew, and then they're saying we're finally gonna have seven. So they're saying three new people: Angela Reed, Britt Eddy, and they said Akilah Coleman, who we've seen last season on the show as Kenya's friend, because her and Portia are friends too.
Didn't Lee? What's her face?
That's what I said. I'm like, well, heard that she officially linked Ming Lee.
Ming Lee.
We heard that she officially signed on as a cast too. So like, I'm like, I don't know what to believe.
That's the thing about leaks. Casting leaks are almost never accurate. And we've taken and we run with them and we have reactions to them. And then someone's like, that's not even what's happening.
And they're saying Sheree is back as a friend of.
Good. Where sense, she right? belongs.
Makes sense to me.
Could not handle that full-time situation. No.
I would have said if they would have brought Kim Zolciak back, because you know they were saying all those rumors, nobody wants that. But if they would have brought her back, then I would have said Sheree needed to be full time too. But I think Fred was not.
I want
Sheree.
Kim, so I don't want Kim ever to come back.
Meaning,
I don't need to see any of her drama, any of her trash, none of it. Stay away, get off my screen.
One of the big appeals to Kim Zolciak was her money, like her ridiculous access to just like money over the years. You don't have that anymore. So what do I need you for? I'm sorry.
Like, that's a different show. Kim Zolciak needs to, that's not Housewives. She needs to be on just some trash ass show about her trash, horrible life. God, I can't stand her.
I would be okay, but see, my thing is there are too many stipulations that I have for her coming back. Because if I have to say that, okay, you have to go on all the cast trips.
Yeah,
you have
exactly.
To fully participate. Bullshit. You have to, right. I'm like, I'm going down a list and I'm like, Sheree has to be there and all this kind of stuff. And it becomes a lot of, it's yep. almost a rider at that point. So I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't.
Forget it. We're done. Okay, let's get off Bravo for just a second. This is the only like non-Bravo until the end. Janelle Evans has actually thrown out David Eason and her stepdaughter, his daughter. Mm-hmm. This is major news.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to read it. This is from the Daily Mail. A source told the outlet in an article published on Thursday that David has been staying on Janelle's boat over the past week. But then on Monday, things began to get heated. 2 days ago, Janelle started texting Marissa, his daughter, who's 16, that since her father was no longer at the house, she could no longer live there either. Which I'm like, fuck. The insider further claimed that Evans had sent a message to the 16-year-old, which read, I've raised you since you were little, but I have custody of Jace now, and he is my priority. Now, look, I'm not mad at that. That's savage. So Marissa leaves, staying with a friend now. The following day after the MTV star had continued to text her about leaving, Marissa packed up her belongings and is currently staying with a friend. In the wake of the alleged incidents, the source claimed to the U.S. Sun that David now plans to file for divorce. David is going to file for divorce. He's supposed to file, kind of getting ahead of Janelle filing. Now, isn't that kind of weird? here's a fun one. Both Janelle and David put on their Facebook pages that they are separated. Their relationship status is separated. Right? I never thought this day would come.
I mean, I get all my Teen Mom news through you, and I know so much through you that I was shocked when I saw this headline. I was like, oh, really? So she, okay. Because Jace is the one that ran away a few times, right?
Ran away, CPS had him, it's been all sorts of stuff. David, that was the one where I was last week, I think, I was like, CPS dropped it saying there were no issues, even though there's a pending trial for the assault against Jace from David. So, and now Janelle is such a mess. She's always on her social media talking about how she's making a documentary about her life. And then actually Janelle's sister posted, her sister never goes on social media. I think she's her older sister. She went on her social media and was like, can you stop, Janelle? Like, can you stop dragging this family? You weren't even born for the real bad stuff. Honestly, your life was not that bad type of shit. Yeah. And so Janelle thinks this I'm wondering if this is like the documentary she wants to do. Like, she's not good to have David around. I don't fucking know. I'm just happy that he's fine. That's done. Please.
I mean, listen, we're all, whenever you can get some closure to something that was already a insane situation. Number one, when there's like a child constantly running away or being taken away,
yes,
somebody has to choose to grow up. And so I'm glad that at least in that regard, her saying, okay, I know this is a hard decision, but I need to finally make one so that he can actually be here in my custody. She made it, so I can't fault her for
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
And so I'm at this point, it's like, okay, well, you're going to have to lean on your dad to actually be an adult now, which we don't know if that'll ever happen. So,
Okay, now back to Bravo.
Okay.
Sandoval. So the most recent thing. So Ariana had her lawyer send him a letter saying, this is a demand that we sell the house and split the proceeds. Mm-hmm. He has responded saying, according to new legal documents obtained by TMZ, that she allegedly owes him $90,000 and that she hasn't paid him back. I have a lot of questions just about that. Like, was it a big chunk of $90K at one time?
Right.
Is he doing the math according to what she, because, you know, he said that she hasn't paid bills. Is he like, is that the, like, this thing better be itemized as fuck, because I just can't imagine him forking over $90K at any point, because up until like the past few years, he's been working on Schwartz and Sandy's and then had to borrow money from his mom so that they could pay for that. So right. At what point was he in a financial position to give her $90,000? If it's just repayment from whatever bills he claims she owes, which she has actually not denied, that she's like, yeah, I've asked him for an itemized breakdown of everything because I actually found out I was overpaying before. Mm-hmm. And mind you, she's, I'm sure, I'm hoping, has learned a lot of lessons that like a man cannot be that in control of your finances, because if you didn't know exactly, how do you not know exactly what the payments were? Like, how do you right. not know? Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
But she's admitted that she hasn't paid. So maybe that's what this is. Maybe he's done the math, but he's going to have that thing so broken down, itemized and accounted for. Cause Sir, I just don't, I know you didn't loan her $90,000 all at once. You have not been in a financial position to do that.
Right. I'd see, I'm a court show aficionado. And so I know these people, they'll, especially when they're the defendant, somebody like Ariana in this case is like now giving him like the, you know, okay, we need to do this, the ultimatum. The defendant always comes back with a countersuit and they're like, well, I don't owe that money because I've given her this over time. Then I remember that time I took her to Taco Bell and then
yes!
I did like this and they do all this kind of stuff to add up to that amount. I'm like, that ain't the way it works. There's a big difference between a loan and a gift. So you need to be very specific.
Exactly.
Tom, I'm as important as George Floyd, Sandoval.
Okay.
During Black History Month. Boy, if you don't go to
That's what I'm imagining though. I'm imagining him being like, the time I took us to Disneyland.
Right.
Or the other time that I gave her like $1,000. It's right. like I feel like that's gonna be part of it. So in reality, maybe it's like $10,000, maybe even 15. I don't know. I don't know what the bills have been, but like 90K, I know was not a big loan you gave her at some point, because first of all, you didn't have the money. You had right. to borrow from your mom to get, you haven't had the money in forever. Also, by the way, how the fuck were you going to be able to afford the house on your own? Mister, I'm just going to stay in the house. How?
Right. Right. That's
you
what
know, I do know that like, they make very good money on their show now. Like that's the thing. They're in season 11. They make damn good money. Fine. Sure. But you are in super debt, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Super debt. Mm-hmm.
And it'd be different if like Ariana wanted to stay there and pay, because with all she's done, even over the past year, she can afford it. But
her
no.
career isn't destroyed.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly, he only has the show at this point because like sponsors and whatnot. And if you guys tuned in, I don't remember when I even talked. Oh, it was during I did when I covered my Vanderpump episode. I covered the Times article. In it, it talks about how Tom had wanted to do, like Magic Mike. He wanted to do, I know.
Okay,
I know,
Ralph Pittman.
But it fell through. It fell through after the scandal happened. And I'm like, they didn't even want you.
Oh.
Okay, Magic Mike didn't even want your dirty ass. Okay,
no, sir. Get out of here.
Yeah, so he's, So I'm sure it's exactly like you said. It's just a bunch of shit that he's like, and then another thing, I forgot about that. And they're like, okay, a little different, a little different. Right. Maybe just take it out of her portion. We can just take whatever you think, you know, take it out of her portion of the proceeds. How about that?
Right. Hey, buddy,
just fucking sell. Okay. He's just stalling. He is freaking out. He's lost all his control. He's like, damn it. This really wasn't in his mind. He truly thought, He could have this affair, break up with Ariana in some way, go to the reunion, then show up this season with Rachel and him dating, and most likely stay in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And Ariana would have to move. I guarantee that was his plan in his head. He's like, yeah, because I put all this work in. I put the gym in.
Ugh, right. Get the penis flute over there. Like, no, get out of here.
Broke, and I had my assistant glue together.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, because I only watched, no lie, y'all, I only watched the premiere episode and then I got kind of bored. So I haven't watched anymore. How was the season of Vanderpump? Should I catch up?
It's really tricky. No, I wouldn't. I'm only watching it just because it's like I'm in this deep, you know?
Yeah.
But it's really tricky and icky.
Yeah.
And Tom Sandoval is, in my opinion, weaponizing how he had suicidal ideation at one point. And I just feel like, it's really icky. It's really icky. And a lot of the fans watching too forget that this is only 3 months after. That's when cameras went up 3 months after it happened. So
that's
current
one of the
time
I
is very
too.
Different. Yeah, yeah, current time, like she's moved on. She doesn't even live. She doesn't live there anymore. But every, like people still leave comments like, "Just move out already." I'm like, she's moved out. She's moved out.
Right.
So she's not living there anymore. So it's just a tricky, uncomfortable season. Not gonna lie.
I hate that so many of the shows I watch now are dictated by how much I can take the viewing audience. Cause like,
Potomac.
Like Potomac. Like, you know, I'm not even going to watch Jersey. I've given up on Jersey. No hope for them in my mind. So no more of them. It's just like a lot of these shows. It's like, okay, can we like all just like take a breath? Like, can we just remember where we are? Because like when you have something as enjoyable as like the Traitors audience, then you go from like try to watch something else, it's like, oh, this is a lot.
I had someone, I can't remember if it was on YouTube or Instagram or TikTok, I can't remember what platform, but someone was trying to argue about Traitors. Like someone was trying to be like, I think it's fucked up that blah, whatever. And other people were like, okay, this is not what we need to be doing for this show.
Right.
I was so grateful. I'm like, this isn't, please don't make us debate and get angry. There's nothing to get angry about.
All we all agree on the same stuff. So like, stop it. Just like, don't turn
traitor.
That into that.
Like, this is fun. It's silly. It's not.
Right.
Not something to get up in arms about.
No.
Okay, well, sticking in the Vanderpump world.
Okay.
There's an article came out from The Sun, which is always a little, you know, The Sun is just the shadiest, most messy reporting, I tell you. So it's reported that Sheena's home in Sherman Oaks, so the deed was signed on January 18th, 2024, and a few days later, Brock, it says, signed over his rights to the home. So as a former notary signing agent, I'm actually very aware of what all of this shit is. I'm like, finally,
you
I
do.
Have some skill set here. And so in the state of California, if you are married, any property purchased by either one, like if you're the husband and you want this property, if you're the wife, whatever, it's immediately considered communal property.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I did signings, I did grant, they're called, interspousal transfer grant deeds or quit claim deeds.
Okay. Yeah.
Signed them. I was getting those things signed left and right. And I had some really cool, dope couples. Like people, there was no like weirdness to it. Like there was only one time that it did get weird. It was, we weren't signing the quit claim deed for, we were signing it for that house. But the husband said something like, yeah. And the one you signed for the property on whatever the street was. And she goes, when did I sign that? And it got like really tense.
Ooh.
And she was like, I don't remember signing that. And I was like, okay, thank God it wasn't me had you signed that? Because
right.
Yeah. And it got really tense. But that's the only time. Truly, for the most part, it's been like, for whatever the case may be, maybe as Sheena went on Jeff Lewis and addressed it. And actually, maybe I can share the clip because I did pull the clip. Let's see.
I love when you play audio.
I do too, actually. I feel so like advanced. Oh, I think I'm doing it.
Oh,
it doesn't work. You can't hear it, can you?
Is that MJ?
That is MJ. Oh, dang it. See, I think I can be good, but for some reason it doesn't work when I saved it from there. So what she said was, because she put the down payment, the mortgage is in her name.
Mm-hmm.
He's not on the property. So it doesn't show necessarily that she trusts him or like thinks he's awesome. That's like, it doesn't show anything scandalous. Like it doesn't necessarily mean that they're getting a divorce or filing for bankruptcy. It means that she does not want his ass anywhere near this property. This is not your fucking property. Got it?
Okay.
And so that says something, right? Because she goes in to explain that maybe on the next house, he'll be able to participate, but that's just not what this one is. So then they ask, well, what's Brock been up to? Does anyone remember the fitness line that he was going to, it wasn't fitness. It was like, yeah, it was fitness apparel and also like workouts and stuff. It was kind of what Jax had done. But as she says, it didn't pan out the way we thought it would, but now he's producing shows. He's working on a car show and a rugby show to get the, and I think one of them was purchased. So he's producing now.
Okay, well, if it was purchased, then okay. At exactly. least it gives me a little hope, because I was literally just about to ask you, what does he do now? Yes. Like, does he have income coming in?
Or? I don't know. Like, what income can there be?
Hmm.
Yeah, besides like the show and whatnot and sponsors and things like that.
Don't love that.
So it's not terrible. Like, it doesn't show. It's smart of Sheena. Sheena does have a prenup. She made sure to say that. That makes me happy that Sheena's doing it, because mm-hmm. I don't want Sheena letting this man take over anything right. in her world, because we don't trust him. Okay. We don't trust him one bit.
Remind me, when they got together, was he still playing rugby or had he just stopped?
Well, no, I don't remember that journey at all, because he'd been in the States not playing rugby for a period of time. So it's not like,
So he was unemployed Floyd and she married him. Like, oh, you know what? Let me stop. I don't.
Well, yeah, though.
I'm gonna offend no bitch.
Thank God she did sign a prenup. Thank God she learned that lesson. So okay. it's, he, even if he wants to be a deadbeat, it won't be necessarily at her expense, where she will, to her detriment. So thank God, because that would be too sad. But yeah. So there's that. I know. I was like, yay, I can finally use my notary signing agent skills.
Look at you.
For once.
Look at you.
For once the worlds have merged.
Right.
Okay. I really need to dissect this with you.
Okay.
So one of the previews for the Beverly Hills reunion has come out, and in it, Dorit talks about the text message Kyle sent her to silence her. Now, Dorit's always dramatic, so she's always going to be super extra and make it sound. But when I first started reading it, I was like, this sounds like a nice text. You're being a fucking bitch. But then when I got further, I was like, wait a second. She's essentially telling her, don't talk about our issues at the reunion. They don't need that footage, basically. And we'll deal with this separately. So I'm going to read the text.
Okay.
We're going to analyze it together. Chat as well. Hi. Hello to the chat. I know I've been like,
hi everyone.
Okay. Hi, I've been trying to reach out because I know we are in a weird place and it really bothers me. And it's not even on the show. I wanted to explain where I'm at and why I've been distant, but my hands were tied. Of course, some interview comments hurt my feelings and created more issues for me, but I'm used to that and could get past it in time. I also reminded myself that you didn't know what I was going through with Mo at the time for most of these remarks. But then I heard some things that you said about me off camera that hurt me deeply, and I wasn't even able to say what I heard or from whom. It was one of those things where I wished I just didn't know it all, because I wasn't able to share, and yet I was left hurt and couldn't even try to work through it with you. And I know you will be frustrated and want to know what and who said it, but I can't. It's as frustrating to me as it will be to you. Trust me, I have gone through such a hard time, Dorit. I've been in so much pain, I can't tell you. Never have I felt so low. And I know we are also going through a hard time. Normally, I would have reached out to check on you, but I was hurt and very depressed. I've spent 30 years with Mo, married 28, and I have no idea how to live without him or how to navigate through life on my own, because I have so much on my plate for tomorrow, and I know you do too. I love you, PK, and your kids so much. I've been thinking about you a lot and hoping you aren't struggling too much. I don't want to lose someone else in my life over a TV show. They don't even know we are going through a hard time, so I don't see the need to bring it up there. I should have said something sooner, but I honestly haven't been strong enough. But relationships and you are more important to me than RHOBH, and I don't feel like bringing it for the cameras, I guess, at our expense. Especially when we have enough battles to handle as it is. Anyway, I would like to sit down and talk after we get through tomorrow. Maybe have lunch or dinner when you can. If you want to talk before tomorrow, I am around. I would give anything not to go and have to do this. I don't know how much longer I can do this show. It's so toxic and creates so much anxiety for me. Anyway, let me know if you want to talk.
Oh, so on the face of it, it seems like a very nice, let's work this out on our time because we're actual friends and not just show friends type energy. But underneath, reading between the lines, you can see there's a lot of, okay, bitch, I already got a lot to explain tomorrow. Don't cope with no shit. Okay, yeah, I feel it. I sense that. I get what Dorit's saying. Dorit, Let me tell you something about a clock, a broken clock, okay? Twice a day. Twice a day. And that's it. It's right. You got your... It's 12-12 right now, okay? It's 12-12. It will be again in 12 hours. But until then, okay, Dorit. But right now, I'm going to give it to you. This is the only time I'm going to give it to you, okay? The only time. So I'm on Dorit's side this time.
I was like, when I first started reading it, I was like, Dorit, shut up. This isn't silencing you. Like, relax. Right. So Dorit is so that way. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, oh, I guess it is. I mm-hmm. guess she is. She throws it in there because she can't make it too obvious, right? If she makes it right. too obvious, she's just like, hey, so I know we haven't talked, but tomorrow, let's not bring it up. Right. She had to put direct, a whole direct. Bunch of other stuff in there.
She has to flower Dorit. She's like, and plus, I'm so sad Beverly Beach isn't around anymore. It was the best swim line in the world. It was so amazing. But anyway, don't talk about it.
around, but then in there, definitely. No need to bring this up. I don't really see the need for us to bring this up. We can talk after tomorrow or before tomorrow, but so that really pisses me off too, because then the idea was if they got to that section, that package of the reunion, they were just going to be like, well, no. No,
right. Like Kim and Nene that was the season two where they just came to reunion like, no, we're good. Mm-hmm. No, we're okay. After they mm-hmm. just like threatened each other on camera, we're okay. Just choosing not to talk about it. It's like, okay, my intelligence is insulted. Like, what are you doing?
That's it. That's the thing. And so that I'm happy that Dorit actually decided to break rank and is like, no, fuck that. I'm not coming here.
Finally choosing to finally. Score on camera. Thank you.
We needed this. Okay. So yeah, no, it's good. We needed it. Thank you. Because otherwise it would have been very frustrating because you know they're going to get to that package and say, God, you guys didn't get along or whatever. No, we're good. We're good. Because mm-hmm. Kyle really has tried to control this narrative as much as she humanly can.
Those that know the history of Beverly Hills, they know how Kyle operates. So if you even like, if you're someone new that reads this, you're like, that's nice. I mean, why wouldn't you want exactly. your friend to want to work this out in private? But those of us have been watching all these years, we're like, Like, I see you, Kyle. I got my yes. eye on you. I got my good eye on you, bitch. I see you, girl, okay?
Exactly. I know what's going on. Uh-huh. Please mm-hmm. don't even start with that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I've already covered this story on the socials, but Brandy attempted to go after Andy Cohen for sexual harassment.
Yes.
And as soon as I saw the headline, like, Kendrick, I'm not even kidding. I have proof. I have text, group chat proof. Group chat proof. That I was like, oh, this 100% happened, but it was a joke. Because mm-hmm. they've had a friendship for a while. Even if you watch some of the Beverly Hills reunions, you can tell when, because Andy always asks inappropriate questions. Like, are you dating anyone? Whatever. And then they mm-hmm. always, like, clap back. Like, who are you dating? Mm-hmm. Or something. There was a familiarity to the two of them. Like he yeah. said something like the younger guys. And she goes, you do too. And he's like, I sure do. And so there's just, those are things you happen like on camera, but like behind the scenes, I knew that they were friends. She's talked about it. Even recently, she has said that Andy's actually been super supportive during this whole thing. Mm-hmm. So they are friends. And Andy, if you don't know this by now, where you been? He's a dirty birdie. Okay. Uh-huh. He has, you know, he's an older gay man. There's so many blinds about him, and blinds are blinds. You only need to believe half of them. But that's just what he is. Think about who is that actor that was on Watch What Happens Live with Heather Gay? He's so funny. The Asian actor, and there was a
Bowen Yang or
no, it wasn't Bowen. Who's the other one who was in Fire?
I know who you're talking about, and I cannot.
I bet someone in here will. Someone in the chat will remind us.
He's hilarious.
He was great on that episode of Watch What Happens Live too. But mm-hmm. a question, it was like game they were playing, and a question was, when was the last threesome you had? And he goes, it was last Thursday.
Yeah. Andy, Joel Kim Booster.
Thank you. Dink. Mm-hmm. Andy ate that up. Mm-hmm. He even circled back to the joke when he was saying goodbye. He's like, it's Thursday. You have a threesome to get to. So, like, these are just little hints. Andy's a little dirty birdie. Nothing really shocks him. So I can imagine, and I blamed Bravo and Andy for Brandy's behavior. Like when it became a problem, I was like, yeah, because you guys invited her back. You said no notes after the first Ultimate Girls Trip. And so she's like, okay, that's what I'm being hired to do. So because she doesn't get the difference between how to be playful and joking and like totally in your face, obnoxious, violating people's personal space. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Andy, I thought Andy, I was so proud of the way Andy, I don't know, proud isn't the word, but he replied on Twitter and he said, the video clearly shows that I'm joking and it's me, Kate, and Brandy. Those three I know are going to have like dirty friend conversations because, you know, they're just, there's, and yes, it's inappropriate. 100%. He is their boss, but Andy has been like confusing the boundaries of employer and housewives for forever now.
Yeah.
Like it's just not the same thing. I feel like sometimes his boundaries are actually pretty solid. Like at a reunion, he knows how to set a boundary, but like they've been probably not very HR approved for a long time now. Long time. What's happened is Brandy is in so much trouble and is trying to like kind of show everyone does it. This is just what I was basically told I should act like this. And here's what Andy did. Like, you know, she told that lawyer like, oh, I have something on Andy. Yeah. He called me one time with Kate Chastain, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, okay, we'll use that. And Andy's like, you know, it was inappropriate. I'm sorry. Clearly Brandy wasn't on the joke.
No. And that's what like kind of pissed me off about the situation. Cause she didn't say Andy and Kate Chastain. Cause then we all would have been like, exactly. So like we're all bringing out the microphones. We're like, okay, we write down our list of suspects. Okay, Jeff Lewis,
Jax. We assume it's a man.
Exactly.
Which meant you told us that's Kate different. That
we wouldn't take it seriously at all.
Exactly. Cause it Kate, we're like, well, he's not gonna fuck Kate for real.
Exactly.
So she like leaving that out. And I'm sure she probably told her lawyers, like, I don't want to pull Kate into this. But Andy's like, it was Kate.
Right.
Because that changes things. All of us were going down the list of men. Because when you read it, you're like,
I was pulling some names out too. So I have to apologize like the entire Bravo verse. Because I was like, I brought Amir from Summer House into it. Like I was bringing everybody. I'm like, okay, who does he lust over every time they're there? Like I'm bringing everybody out. And we had like narrowed it down to three Vanderpumpers. Like it was a lot. We're like, okay, so now you've made us like get potential lawsuits because of you, Brandy. Now we all got to get sued.
Brandy, Brandy, you causing all kinds of problems for everybody. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, no. So it wasn't as crazy as it originally read. And I knew, I'm like, this was a joke she's taking out of context because she's getting desperate to try to prove. But that just also, what it further proves is that she truly just still doesn't get it.
Right.
Like if I read the account that Carolyn gives of that incident with Brandy, I could probably read that and dub it over some scene from another season Brandy did that because she's always pawing at people, not listening, following them around, trying to get them to kiss her. Like this is just typical Brandy behavior. She's like, nothing was bad, you guys. She would even look at the footage and it would be exactly what was written there and be like, but see, it's not that big a deal.
Right.
So
you're not. It's like,
she still this proves she doesn't get it.
Susan in the YouTube comments made a good point that I talked about with someone the other day. She said, I think Brandy will lose and so will Andy. And so do you think that ultimately he's going to have to like step down from some stuff? Or do you think he'll be the face for like a while longer?
So when I did my social media content at the end of it, I actually like I didn't even mean to, but I came to the conclusion that actually this could become a problem for Andy because as much as it's normalized that he has these relationships with certain people, it's not great from an HR standpoint. It's kind of like, I liken it to with restaurants because restaurants also blur so many lines with HR stuff. It's just what it is.
Right.
And it's kind of like when all of us have been enjoying and having fun, being a little inappropriate, but mm-hmm. then someone comes and says like, no, actually, like, this is a sexual harassment or this is whatever, then everything has to change.
Yeah.
And so yeah. just because it's been normalized doesn't necessarily mean it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know, this might be a problem for Andy, actually.
Oh, God. Do you think we're going to have to sit through a Brandi Glanville, Bethany Frankel interview at some point?
I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet, to be honest.
Right. I'm surprised no announcement or like, oh, God.
I am just surprised that that hasn't already occurred, right. honestly. But I don't know if Andy, I believe it or not, as much as I know Andy's problematic, I don't really want to imagine Bravo without like Andy doing Watch What Happens Live and mm-hmm. not all the reunions. I need him to stop doing all the reunions. I would like that to be delegated to diminished some people. Little.
Yeah.
Because it makes me tired just thinking about him doing all of the reunions.
Right.
That's a lot. Doing every single one, even like Southern Hospitality, like why? Give it to somebody else.
Right.
But I don't want to necessarily lose Andy completely, but it might come to that because, you know, the wrong people have figured out that like the stuff that they've been ignoring is actually potential lawsuits and stuff. So to be determined.
Yes.
Oh, because Andy can be inappropriate. Like there was that video, I think it was from BravoCon this year, it might have been last year, where Andy's like pawing at James Kennedy. They're at like a club, you know, one of the after hours things, and you see like James standing there and Andy is like kind of all over James, and James
that was one really of our Yeah, that was one of our predictions too about who the Bravo celebrity was.
Mine too. That was one of mine too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's not like this is new. And Andy does ask fucking inappropriate questions. He does. Like when JWoww called him out when she was on another podcast and she's like, Andy scares me. He's always going to ask like, what work have you had done or something like that. And I just don't like that. And so, you know, something could come out. Some shit could go down. There are so many blinds about him. If Beyond the Blinds has a whole Andy Cohen episode, it's from like 2 years ago now. So, but if you want to like check out that, go check out that. And it's just like one thing after the next of depraved accusations. So I don't know because Bravo's been around so long. So, and like and unlike other networks, well, I guess like Teen Mom, these sorts of shows where they use the same cast for so long, there's probably all kinds of like toxic, although on Teen Mom, they change producers all the time.
Do they?
I'm convinced that if you're new to the produce, like the reality TV producing world, you like have to do a year on Teen Mom. Because it's the hardest show to produce. Especially if you got like when Kale was still on the show, because I binged it all. So I could see like every year when she got a new producer, I was like, oops, someone got Kale. Like, she's gonna run you round. She's gonna make your job real hard. And it's like, but then because Eric D. Fuller was on Teen Mom.
Oh, really?
And I spotted him and I messaged him. I was like, how fucking hard was it to work on this show? And he's like, oh yeah. It was like, it's a lot of fun, but it was really hard. Because you're dealing with like the cops getting called and people getting arrested. Like right. It's not an easy job.
Why do I feel like, hold on. Was Salt Lake's Carlton Jordan? I feel like he might have been. Hold on. I don't know. Sweet Life, maybe. I feel like he did something on MTV, but maybe I'm lying. I feel like I read that somewhere because, you know, he kind of was out there because, you know, he did such a great job this past season of Salt Lake City. So I feel like I saw that maybe he might have. You might be right. That might be like a stepping stone. Like, okay,
if I
you
swear.
Can get out without having a black eye, you can make it over to Bravo.
Because they give them to like the toughest one, like Amber or Kale. They're like, yeah, you get one of those two. They're like, fuck.
I just watched. It was like an extended clip. I remember this season, but it was Couples Therapy. I think it was Couples Therapy. And it was the one that had Amber on it, but I think it was like the family kind of version in a way.
Uh-huh.
And so Amber was on it, and then like Jim Jones, Chrissy, and Mama Jones from Love and Hip Hop were on there, and they got into that fight because Jim Jones said something, not talking to Amber. He was talking to like the two counselors or whatever. I don't know what they are on the show, but he was talking to them, and Amber's like, are you effing kidding me, right? And all this kind of stuff. And you know, if you know Chrissy, wrong road. Chrissy's like, girl, who are you talking? She tried to jump up. Now you know Chrissy is good for throwing. All right, girl. And like, I just watched it. I was like, ooh,
maybe I need to watch what season? Where
was Brandy on that season? Hold on.
Is it couple? Okay, because you know, see, I forget about these. There's some seasons of those shows that are so fucking messy, and they combine such messy reality stars. I forget
Marriage
about
Boot
that.
Camp. It was Marriage Boot Camp. It was one of those like special like seasons because sometimes they doing like under a big. Like banner, but yeah, it was
okay.
Amber
everybody,
and going
that's
at
our
it.
Homework. Good. We're gonna watch the Marriage Boot Camp with Amber, whatever that season is, because
yes,
that will be some fun viewing. It's I forget how messy that shit got.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, final one, and then we will wrap up.
Okay,
Risa Tisa, you mentioned it last week. Now I'm only halfway through. I feel like a failure. I feel like
no, just luxuriate in it. It's okay.
Yeah,
you don't have to rush it.
Honestly, I'm blown away by the reach this thing has. It's everywhere.
Right.
Every single video of the like 125,000 videos that she's uploaded. Also, like the formatting, like her choice to do it this way is so interesting. Like she could have done one long YouTube video, but
right.
Instead she's uploading it to, and it like the virality of it is so viral.
It was genius on her part because, like, my whole thing was, as I was watching this, I was like, I genuinely stopped at one point. I was like, the way you've reached so many people, you're going to get that house in that blue
exactly.
BMW with the cognac interior, okay? You're going to get it now.
You know, like, was she big on TikTok before this? Like, I don't know
I
her
don't
history.
Know. Me neither. I don't.
I got to look at her page more, maybe.
Right, but I'm the wrong person because I feel like everybody is big on TikTok because I'm like, every time I look at anyone's profile, it's like 30 million followers. I'm like, who are you? Like, what,
no,
where
I know.
You come from?
I know. The same thing happens to me, especially when they're younger. I'm like, I have no clue who you are. 40
right.
million followers. Cool.
No idea.
I am so blind to that.
So I would assume.
But so I'm at the part where she's finally realizing that his social security numbers aren't matching up. She's asked him about
social security numbers.
Numbers are adding up. And this, what you said last week, now I get it more. You said it is just incredible how people will lie mm-hmm. that boldly.
Ridiculous.
Offer for a home. And
go put down payments on appliances,
but not be willing to show proof of funds. And I'm like, and then when she talks about how the phone calls that he'd have were, hey, what's up? Hey, what's going on? Yeah. Ooh.
Hey, my brother said, hey.
Yeah.
You heard her. She said, hey. I'm like, okay, you a special kind of like, really? Like, okay. Like, okay.
Why? Like, your whole life, every single second of your waking life is this now. Is you lying
goodness.
About this? Like, oh, this is so much effort. You could also just not do that and just be yourself, be honest, and like, what? But the way he made her, the amount of cars she test drove, the amount of houses she looked at, I've never heard of such a thing. That alone is abuse.
Exactly. Not only you're not just wasting like her time, you're wasting these realtors' time every time because they're constantly following up, like,
yes.
Do you want this house? Or like, what do you want me to do? You're wasting these car like salesman's time. Like,
yes.
You're just like doing stuff literally that has no rhyme or reason because she was going to buy a car that she could afford on her own, but you have her test driving Audis and BMWs for what? For what?
Sickening.
It's
to
ridiculous.
watch her be disappointed, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's because like you don't test drive that many cars, you don't look at that many houses. She said at one point a realtor showed them 25 houses. I said 25?
Right. Let me I'm gonna say two comments, and they're both from the same person. In Indiana, shout out to Indiana. Hey, Hoosiers. Indiana girl Jules. She said, hello, my favorite Sunday duo to watch on YouTube. So, Kendrick, you recommended Who the F... She said this, like, literally right before you started talking about this, too. She said, you recommended Who the F Did I Marry on TikTok last Sunday, and I was hooked. Listened to it in 2 days. Hashtag wild, hashtag red flag central. And then she said... the same thing I said. She said God was giving her a sign the first time she went to meet him and that tire blew out. Like, literally, that was your sign. Like, God literally was like, okay, you're driving fast to meet him and everything. Like, let me blow this tire out so you can literally stop. But no, you let the man came and put a whole new tire on and bought it for you. Now, if anything, that just made you want him more. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we obviously feel like she's about to get all the stuff she wants, like that BMW with the cognac interior and the house and all that, just from this. But my question is, was she big before? Because now she's at like 3 million. Because my question, like, did she, was she, how do I put this? Was she like a small nothing creator and then was like, I'm just going to put these things out there and see what happens. And then it blew up like this? Because that's right. A lot. That's crazy.
Right. I have no idea. I had no idea what she was at first, but I'm sure if she's only, because my thing is, if she's only at 3 million right now, I would assume she would have been at like 10. So I'm sure she was like pretty small creator before this. I would have to imagine, at least.
Right.
But this was, how genius was this though? Because now when you go to, or advertisers come to you, it's like, no. I have 50 videos to prove to you what my stuff reaches. So if you're going to pay me, you're going to pay me my worth. So I'm like, you know,
oh, it's exactly that. Like every time I get to the next video, I look at the likes and the comments. I'm like, 28,000 is like low.
Right. Like, crazy.
Yeah.
So. And then you have people like me that like, don't like the stuff, but I just like literally click and see what the comments can.
I keep forgetting to like it too. I keep forgetting, but I'm like, she doesn't need it, but still, like, same thing.
Right.
So she has got us all excited. It is a whole movement.
It's a whole movement. I will say though, for y'all that are like me that like to you know, like closure and like to see what's going on after the fact, be wary, because depending on where you go, this story after it ends takes a very dark turn. Like, there are some theories out there about what's been going on and stuff. Like, people saying there, I don't want to get into it here, but like, we can talk offline, but
about
like, there's some
her?
Him, but it affects her. And so it's a lot of like theories that have been going out there and sightings and all this kind of stuff. Cause, you know, there's one topic that I don't know if you've gotten to yet, but there's one topic that, you know, she's very open about everything. One topic she kind of skirts around a little bit, not like blatantly, but like, cause she addresses it every time, but like, you can tell it's not as forward as, because it was one of the questions I had, and we still finished. I'm like, wait, well, what was going on with this? Like, tell me, like, what was happening? And so now there are all kind of theories about that thing. You'll know when you get to it. Like, when you finish, you'll be like, wait, why didn't I find this out? And so, it's a lot. It's a lot. I don't want to get into it, but it's heavy.
I'll finish it. We'll pick it back up and we'll discuss.
Yes.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. Ooh, on that ominous note, let's wrap up this wrap up, shall we? Guys, Kendrick is, as you know, everything. Make sure you're following him on Instagram, Reality Comics 2. Make sure you listen to him. He's covering all the things. And next week there will be no live because I will not be in town. So I'll see you guys here for this live in 2 weeks. Okay.
Cool. I never know what causes it. We don't know.
Either. That was a new one. I've never seen that one.
There we go.
Okay, guys. Love you guys. Thank you guys so much for being here. This was a big one. 151 viewing at the same time. That's a record for me. So yay. Thank you all for the support and the love. Kendrick, thank you forever. I always am grateful for you. You are the best.
Of course.
You are everything. All right, guys. Love ya. Mean it. See you next time. Bye. Thanks for tuning in to She's Speaking with Emily Hanks. This show is produced, hosted, and edited by me, Emily, and brought to you in partnership with Cloud 10 Media. If you are looking for bonus content, check out the Patreon. The link is in the description. To show some support, you can hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. Another free way to support the pod, please rate and/or review on whatever platform you listen. It's free, and it helps the algorithm or something. You could also head to buymeacoffee.com/shespeaks and buy me a coffee or two. Make sure you're following me on all social medias. I am She's Speaking with Emily Hanks across all platforms, Threads, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. That's it. Thank you guys. See you soon.